Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now!
That presents Black Earth America, which airs Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also on Saturday, we have Carlton Steve with Provocative Thought, which also airs from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, We Talk Production is beginning a partnership program for people that have their own businesses or the entrepreneurs. And I have a product or a service that can span nationally and internationally. And We Talk Production would like to reach out to those people who have that have their own business. If you're interested, please contact Kenny Jones at 404-482-4804. That's 404-482-4804. Well, another week of Trump and Giuliani. I mean, this is becoming a dog and pony show. And it's a shame that our government officials are behaving in this manner. Very unprofessional. Matter of fact, a commentator on CNN said, and I'm quoting him, that Trump and his cabinet are acting like gangsters. They are acting like gangsters. Did Trump meet with Russians? I believe so. Because Robert Mueller is getting closer and closer and closer. Did the Russian hack into the political contest? I believe so. United States and Russia, formerly known as the Soviet Union, some of you may not know this, Russia used to be named the Soviet Union bloc, and used to be what they call an invisible Cold War. And it was all about nuclear weapons and land and resources and what have you. And just a more modern day of the Cold War. And what do we say? to first-timers that are about to vote for the first time that, first of all, they don't believe in the political process, and number two, that their vote might get hacked. They do it on the national level, the state level. I don't think they're too particular about the local level, except for the maybe the major cities in the United States, such as Chicago, New York City, D.C., and L.A. Well, all we got to do, and I believe, and you hear it today, this evening, I believe that Trump will be impeached, indicted for collusion with the Russians. We may not get Nick this year. We definitely will have something by next year. And he will be the first president to be impeached since Richard Nixon. You know, some people that don't know who Richard Nixon was, he was a president of the Watergate. You ever heard of Watergate? That was all Richard Nixon. Now, I know some of you be listening and what have you, but you don't call in. So I'm giving the call-in number. The call-in number is 909-265-9215. Now, we're going to have a discussion tonight about the image of the black woman in America. When you sit back and close your eyes and you think of the image of the black woman, what do you see? And not all black women are the same. You have black women that are political. You have black women that are entrepreneurs. You have black women that are in the medical profession. You have black women that are mothers. Most of all, black women are mothers. And I mean, they carry a lot of load for our communities across this country. So tonight, I have Mr. Lloyd Black, and he's going to discuss the image of the, the image of the black woman. Mr. Black, how you doing?
How's it going, brother? How you doing tonight?
It's going fine. Can you turn your volume up a little bit?
Can you hear me now? Can you
hear me? Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you fine and clear. In 2018, what do you think the image of the black woman is?
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on this platform, you know, giving me the opportunity, brother. You know, I appreciate you reaching out to me, you know, and giving me this chance to, you know, express some of my views on, you know, the image of the black woman tonight. And we're going to get right into it, man. I mean, if you...
Well, hold on. Before we get into it, you know, and you heard me give the opportunity to, because, like, when Blog Talk gave me the stats, I didn't realize how many people listen to the show on a weekly basis, but they just don't call in. They just listen. And I hope we have some people that call in. Here are two brothers sitting down talking about them. So, let's get into it.
Yeah, well, let me get give a quick disclaimer real quick. It's not my intent to degrade or demean black women on this program. I'm simply discussing what I view as an issue in many communities, and especially on social media and some of these other platforms, we see the way the women behave, the way they engage with their children, what they put out there to the world, to the whole world to see, you know, and it's become an issue as of lately. Well, it's been an issue for a while now, but I think what the social media has actually made it worse. Because now you have, like I said, people from all over the world can see these videos. And you know, what you put out there, it never goes away. That stays there forever. You know, anybody could look you up online or click on a video and they say, hey, that's such and such from years ago. You know, so your children's children can see it. And they was like, man, I didn't know grandma was getting down like that or mama was doing this and that. And it takes a toll. We don't understand the ripple effect it has passed down from generation to generation. And that's the thing that bothers me because we got kids. Our children are witnessing this. You know, their mothers, their aunts, their sisters, you know, just participating in their own self-degradation daily. Like I said, via your reality TV shows, your social media platforms, you know, your world star hip hop. And, you know, us as black men, we also play a role because we egg them on. We like the photos. We like the naked photos. We post the pictures up there also. So we got to take some responsibility as men. If we want our black women to do better, be more respectable, we can't be up there egging them on and encouraging this type of, you know, the over-sexualization, as I put it, of our own women. So,
well, don't you think that the behaviors that our black women are demonstrating today, don't you think it's just a representation of what's going on through the total society?
You say through what society?
The total representation of the total society.
The total society. Explain what you mean by that.
Oh, like black women are not the only one that's doing this. There are white women that are doing this, Asian women participate in any type of, don't you think that's just the mood of the country, that the over sexualization of women?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. It's not just women that's doing it, but I think we are impacted more by it as a whole because, you know, we in last place as a race as a whole is in last place. We can't afford to be seen in this type of negative light. It's an uphill battle. We've been fighting for decades, you know, to try to repair some of the damage that's been done in the past, and we can't really afford to keep on taking these missteps, regression. We got to progress as a people. We can't keep on falling back in the same traps and keep on saying, oh, blaming other people. We got to take some responsibility and accountability for what we put out there as a people, and we can't say, oh, this because this other race of people doing this. Let's jump off the cliff with them. You know, that's a terrible mindset to have. You know, you got to be accountable for your actions and what you put out there to the world and how you view it. You know, black women say they want to be protected and respected, but, you know, you got to have something to protect and something to respect as a woman, the way you carry yourself. You know, you can't say, oh, you want black men to be leaders. We want to be led, you know. And I'm looking at some of these sisters and how they betray themselves. I'm like, I supposed to put my life on the line? Well, you know, the way you know, something like that. I mean, come on now. This is, you know, they said you got. They don't want to meet us halfway. They want us to trade up the whole load, and they want to remain, you know, like I said, continue their debauchery, continue their, you know, dysfunctional ways. Not like you said, not all of them. We do got some good sisters out there now, and you do have sisters speaking up and calling their other sisters out to task and calling them to the carpet and saying, hey, sister, this is not right. Your image you put out there is not right. And let me say this. It's not all their fault because I blame the media, you know, also for portraying these sisters a certain way. Some of our dark-skinned sisters, the way they portray, you know, most of them portray them as loud, uncouth, you know, dysfunctional in these shows, in these movies. So it's not all their fault. I'm not putting the blame all on them. But, you know, it's a decision that needed to be made in their minds to say, hey, you know, we got to get it together. If we really care about our self-image, if we want to be respected and loved by our men, then we got to make that change, you know, and do better and work on the image.
Now, you said something about the media. You know, the media has not always been a friend to our culture. And maybe as a people, we are looking, we need to take a look within inside of ourselves instead of looking to the media for answers.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, a lot of that is, you know, it sounds simple on the surface, but you got to understand, a lot of us been so programmed and so conditioned from an early age, especially some of our women when they was girls growing up, and what they was told about this, what the standard of beauty is. You know, you got to be, you know, white is the standard of beauty. You got to have blonde hair. You got to have lighter skin. You got to appeal. You got to, you know, dark skin is not beautiful. It's ugly. You know what I'm saying? So once you get conditioned and brainwashed over time, you know, whatever self-love you had in yourself, it's completely gone. It's wiped away. You have no sense of self. You have no sense of inner beauty. You look in the mirror, you don't like what you see because you've been conditioned to believe it's ugly, it's bad, you know, and that's what a lot of our sisters are going through. And it's, you know, it's tough. And you can't break that cycle overnight. You know, they got to be told, hey, listen, sister, I like your hair. I like your dark skin. You know, you don't got to get the injections. You don't got to get the lip. Your butt injections or your hips or whatever you're doing to your body. I love you in your natural state, you know. And once they know that, they say, hey, we don't got to do all this. We don't got to look like the white woman. We don't got to try to change our natural state. We don't got to put the contacts in. We don't got to lighten our skin. But like you said, the media plays a real role, and they want these sisters to keep on destroying themselves. They keep on lightening their skin, not have no self-respect, you know, they keep on degrading themselves on the national stage.
Yeah, so what do you think how black women are degrading themselves today?
You want some examples, like...
Give me some particulars.
Well, the more examples,
the way they express themselves, is the way they interact with men, is the way they're raising their children. You know, I don't know.
It's all above. It's everything you just mentioned is what you could put it all in one big bubble, so to speak, but it's definitely the way they act as role models towards their children, and especially their young daughters, because you got to understand, some of these videos I saw with these sisters, it wasn't just them in the video. They had their daughters dancing along, you know, dancing sexually while they was in the camera and mimicking every move they see. So that's one of the main issues I'm concerned about, because now once you pass that down to your children, that's when the generational behavior come into play, and then it's like a domino effect. It keeps on happening and keeps on happening and happening again, and then you got these brothers. Some of these brothers don't say nothing. They say, oh, you know, they want to say, well, we'll let the sister do her thing. I mean, no, brother, we can't do that. We got to say, listen, this is wrong. I mean, you can still say it's wrong and be respectful. I ain't trying to say call a sister out her name. I'm just saying you got to tell that sister, listen, man, we expect more. We want you to do right. We want you to clean up your image. And us as black men got to say, listen, we got to help with that. We can't sit back and say, oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. Oh, that's good. No, it's not good. It's not good. It's not right. And it needs to stop. You know, I'm not concerned I understand, like you said before, brother, other races do this. But I'm concerned about my own people. You know, we got sisters, we got aunts, we got grandmothers, we got cousins, some of us in our own family that engage in this type of behavior.
You're fading out again, Brother Lloyd. You're fading out again.
Can you hear me now, brother?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, we have... You know, some of us got, you know, females in our own family that, you know, just because they're family don't mean we shouldn't call them out on it if they're doing some dysfunctional type of behavior or they misrepresent ourselves as black women, we still got to call them out regardless. I mean, we could do it in a way that's coming from a place of love and, you know, not no degrading way. But, yeah, that's how I feel about that, brother.
So, like, okay, how do you think we haven't always been like this? And I'm not disagreeing with you. I also make some observations, see, how do you think we got to this point? Because at one time, when, you know, women will go to work, come home, raise their children, go to prayers, to prayer meeting on Sunday, whatever religion they're in, you know, involve, you know, the systems, and they still are, in a sense, they still are. But how do you think we got to this point where, let me put it this way, I guess women are becoming more, and it kills me, you know, the type of fashion they have, and which is very revealing, but it's just the fashion world is just something they're going through right now. I don't know, because I see them every day, work with them every day and everything. I mean, is it due to because of women liberation? You know, they feel they have a lot of power, or they could do everything they could do anything they want. They could do the same. They feel they could do the same a man could do. I mean, where do you think all this is coming from? All this thinking is coming from?
Well, a lot of it coming from the, I believe, to be honest with you, you have feminism plays a part. Then you have the white liberal, you have the white liberal media who's telling these women, hey, listen, you are the breadwinners. You know, you are the head of the family. You don't need no man in your life. You can raise your children on your own. You know, you don't need no man for nothing. It's all on you. You a strong, independent woman. And I'm not saying ain't nothing wrong with a woman being independent now, but it becomes toxic when you say, listen, I don't need a man for anything. I got these children. They good. Everything good. Oh, yeah, you know, it's just me. They put a big burden on their shoulders as a woman.
They always had.
Yeah, I mean, from a certain extent, yes, you do have women who handle their business, who take care of their responsibilities as a mother, and do right by their children. But you also have a segment who's, you know, they had that mentality that's like, okay, like you said, they got that feminist mindset that, oh, I don't want to be equal to a man. I want to be above a man. I want to be, you know, oh, men at the bottom is women on top. And to me, that's really, you know, that's really affecting our women also in that type of mindset. Again, I blame some of the white liberals because they've been pushing this for years with this feminist movement.
And ever since I was a child, ever since I was a kid, I'm about to be a senior citizen. So, yeah, they've been out there. They've been out here for. They call it burning the bras.
Yeah,
they used to call
it
burning the bras.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's cool. And with that, you know, you had the breakdown of the black family, and that's when some of this really destruction started. Because you remove one parent from the household, you got the women raising these kids by themselves, and, you know, especially if they raise these little girls, you know, what did they taught at an early age? I mean, what are they teaching? What are they teaching these, some of these little girls to love? They're not teaching them the self-love. They're teaching them to love the white dog. They play with white dolls. They play with, they perm their hair. They said, oh, I don't like the way your hair look. You're too dark. You're too that. I mean, as a black man, I had to hear it from my mother. You know, I said, well, damn, I'm a black man. How dark you want me to be? You know, I'm supposed to be light. You know what I'm saying? So it works on, it affects both men and women. But since we're talking about women tonight, I just want to focus on that. So, but yeah, it's like I said, it comes down to not only conditioning and programming from the media, but some of us got programmed in our own households, taught to believe certain ways, taught to believe this, taught to believe that, and carried it on, and we carry that until our adulthood now. And some of us think the same way. So it's hard to break that cycle. You know, it's going to take a mass deprogramming to break out of that cycle. And I don't see it happening soon, to be honest with you.
Well, you got to start with the preschoolers. Like you said, you know, not just the white liberals, the liberals in general, the black ones too, I don't want to say brainwashed, I'm going to say influence particular lifestyles in our culture that deem it's not us, but we fight hard every day for assimilation and approval.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Approval. Yeah. You know, do we have two cars in the garage? Living in a house? Making a certain figure, you know, and you got to work like a dog to make a certain figure, and where the children are. The TV is raising them. The video games are raising them. The music is raising them. Because there's a lifestyle that was set for us, for society, to, if you're not on that level, you're deemed a failure, what they call loser. So you have all these influences in our families instead of, like, hey, let's start making our own agenda. Let's start evaluating our interactions and progress and communities and families and are we having growth? Are we not having growth? Are more people starting their own business? Are they not? I mean, it's a whole totality when it comes to talking about behaviors of a group. Like I said, what caused this? How we get to this point? And yes, you're right. There was a time. There was a time where a black woman would say easily, "I don't need no black man. All he could do for me once a week, come by and buy. I got this. I make more than him. I raise the kids. You know, he'll just mess up the whole structure of the home." And that's how the black man is looked. And if we want them to change their perspectives about us, we have to start looking in the mirror and see how can we get this respect from our children and our women. Because once the women have respect for us, then they will listen to us about their behavior. But we got to look at our behaviors. I mean, our behaviors don't need to be, it's not on the pedestal either. So we really, I think what you're saying, Brother Lloyd, that you know, I always was taught that the woman's the first teacher of the child. She is the teacher of the culture. She is the teacher of our people. And in many incidents, they are leaders, and they are excellent leaders. But socially, and like you said, the image, the way they want to carry themselves, yes, I think that some improvements could be made. Like, I don't want brown beat. I don't want it because they get enough on a daily basis. Like you said, if the hair, their nails, their skin. I mean, that's beauty, you know, black women always was about fashion, beauty. My mom's, she was a churchgoer. She was, I think that's just black women, you know, they're about the style and everything. But when it comes, when it becomes a nuisance, but when it comes a negative impact on the family, then we gotta say, hold up, what is going on here? You know, like more grandmothers are raising children, their grandchildren now. Why? There are more men and women having children out of wedlock. Yeah, why? Maybe our standards have changed over the last 20 to 30 years. Maybe our thought process and our priorities have changed in the last 30 years. But what it is, as your observations, see, it is damaging the image of the woman. And I just want to straighten up, because people going to download, they're listening, and they're going to download the show, and they're going to have some, whoa. What are they talking about? Are they dogging us tonight? No, we're just telling you what we see and how we feel, and how we, cause, let me tell you, 3-4 sister, I have a little sister circle, and boy, whew, we bleeding from the neck, so we're bleeding from the neck, man. I mean, they'll go back 100 years. I said, I wasn't even born, man. I had nothing to do with that. And you want to know something? We got to step up too. You know, as fathers, you know, we always look out for the son. Yeah, that's my son. That's my son. We got to start interacting with our daughters to help them.
Yeah.
And maybe this generational loss, maybe that's the way it's going to be. And maybe we got to start with the preschools and the kindergartens. But,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but see, they are, if they are accessible to information now, can you think about 10 years from now? 10 years ago, we didn't have smartphones. I mean, smartphones were just coming into existence. I mean, 10 years would be a whole nother issue, a whole nother lifestyle, a whole nother thinking.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry to go on that long diatribe, but it was just some thoughts that was rattling on while you was talking.
Oh, no, you good.
So how can we correct this? There's a problem. You identify the problem. So how can, okay, what's the solution?
Man, that's a good question. Like you said earlier, we got to control our image. I think we got to have a balance. Not a balance. I think we should. We gotta. It's important that we put out more positive images out there. We gotta show ourselves more in a positive light, and try to not just and stop sharing all this negativity. But I don't see that, because you got so many things on social media. You got some of the racist white folks out there putting out stuff too. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be an uphill battle. And I really wish I had an answer, but at the moment, I really don't. I mean, I could say what we should do, but I don't think it's going to work.
Well,
so,
one thing I have is outreach. Outreach.
Yeah.
Discussions. Workshops.
Yes.
Conferences. I mean, like, I'm seeing a lot of conference for entrepreneurship. I think that's great. But when it comes to us, African Americans or black people in the United States of America. When it comes to us, we just can't have one single workshop. It got to be another workshop at the same time, or culture awareness.
Yeah.
And we got to start and see the educators. It got to be a part of the curriculum. It's just not about 2 + 2 or saying he is and we are, they are, and geometry and algebra and the universe and everything. Also, you got to have classes on imagery. And Dr. Kujufu wrote these 4 books back in the 80s, A Conspiracy to Commit Murder on Black Boys. And when he said one of the books, it should be a standard curriculum on our culture and our behavior, the to-dos and the not-to-do. And that's why I always give Nation Islam props, because they have a standard. And if you cannot conform to that standard, well, you can't be around us. I mean, that's one thing I can say Elijah Muhammad did very well with the behaviors and the standard of black folks in the communities that he had his mosque located. And we need to take a page out of his book. You know, how did he do it? A reporter told me one time when the gangs was really becoming big in New York City, and name was Gil Noble, rest in peace. You know, he had a Sunday show every Sunday called Like It Is, and I went to a couple of his speeches. And one day I asked her, I said, you know, we got these gangs starting up, and we got a lot of, that's when the crack epidemic started. And I said, how can we get the message across to these young folks? And he told me something that was very simple. Be consistent. Be consistent. Yeah. You know, just don't tell them one time. You got to have different ways of informing them. We may have a call. Good evening. Welcome to Black Urban America. Hello?
Yes, hello.
562. Hello?
Yes, I was trying to find a link. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I was trying to find a link to listen to it on the computer, and I couldn't find it. Is there a computer link where I can listen to it on my computer?
Yes, you go to Blog Talk Radio, do the 2 slashes. You either can type in Black Urban America or We Talk Productions.
Black Urban America or We Talk Productions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, either one. We Talk Productions or Black Urban America. But you listen to us right now. So,
well, yeah, but yeah, I'm on my phone and I didn't. And I wanted to listen on the computer. I can move around. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
See, I told you, brother, they be listening on that computer stuff and everything. They were doing it on the phone and everything. Because, like, when they send me the numbers, I'd be surprised, because I don't see those calls. But they listening on their computer, going to the computer and do it. Pretty soon the phone going to be obsolete. So, yeah, brother, I think that I'm concerned, too, because you know what? You want to know something, Brother Lloyd? Hello? You want to know something? These young ladies, these young girls you were talking about earlier, going to be future mothers.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
They are future mothers. If they're not mothers already, because I know a couple young ladies there, they had their first kid like 15, 16 years old, and they got 3 children, and they're only 23, 22. You know, so they're future mothers. And I mean, their primary responsibility is to raise their children the best as they can. And their grandmothers are young, so they can help out. But if the grandmother's hanging out in the nightclub, the daughter's hanging out in the nightclub, well, who take care of the kids, the grandkids, you know? And you got some granddaughters and daughters. You got some moms and daughters and grandma hanging out in the club together. So,
and
I don't know.
And you know, another thing that happens too, they end up leaving these children around abusive boyfriends, you know, and then the kids end up getting molested, they end up getting abused by these abusive no good men, because the girlfriend, the mother, she didn't know the dude that long, she known him for a couple of months, and she move him in, she bring him around the kids, and then he's frustrated because those not his kids. So what you think will end up happening? He gonna take that frustration out on them children, and that's why you hear all these stories about these sisters. Now that they got older, they come out and tell the stories how they've been abused by the mother's boyfriend when they was younger. They've been molested by some family members, and you know, because the mother was, you know, wasn't attentive to the child, and they leave it with anybody. I heard a bunch of horror stories from different sisters that grew up like that.
Yes, me too. Yeah, me too. And again, as I was stated earlier, first of all, like Michael Jackson said, we got to look at the man in the mirror. You know?
Yes.
We got to look at ourselves in the mirror. We got to really be honest with ourselves about our behaviors. We got to ask this. As I'm talking and thinking, we got to ask this. How do I feel about my woman? How do my woman really feel about me?
Yes.
How do I feel about my family? How do my children, my family feel about me? And so it'll come out. We not really looked at the black man in America among black folks. Forget about outside the culture. Among black folks, the black man, you talk about image. The image of the black man is very negative in this country. They have institutions set up to make sure that they make it hard for us to progress and make it hard for us to elevate. For example, education system, we got the highest number of dropouts. And they really don't encourage us to go to school unless we could dunk a basketball and score a touchdown or hit a home run or whatever they could benefit from our skills. And the criminal justice system, number one company. So, you know, 2 million black fathers are in the states and federal prisons in the United States. The corrections are so big. They're so big, they got a seat on the stock exchange. So between the educational system and the criminal justice system, which are two important systems, are really anti-black men. And it has influenced our women to have negative thinking, a negative perspective about us. And it's only us that correct both image of the woman and the man. And yo, with that, brother, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it. And it was a very interesting topic. And I hope I didn't make anybody angry, but that's okay.
No, I usually go more hard in the paint, but I wanted to have respect your show tonight, you know.
There are rules. I only have one rule: just don't use the N word, and in this case, the B word too. You know, It's all open. I tried. If I would think I was so busy this week, I could have got my female counterpart to come on. And I know she had a couple of things. In fact, I'm going to revisit this topic next month while I have my new co-host on. And I'm going to invite you, if you're available, to come back. Because I know y'all two going to debate. And I'm just going to sit back and do anything. I'm just going to say, hey, man, we got 15 minutes left. Y'all got to go sum it up and stuff like that. You know, and I think that'd be something interesting to have a black man. Because the one I reached out to, it was so late. And I didn't think of it till early. I said, Dad, I should have a woman on the show. But we're going to revisit this topic next month. Okay, brother? And
yeah.
expect a call from you too.
Well, yeah, like I said, I appreciate you, Brother Matt, for having me on here, and I look forward to revisiting this topic next month. We can add some balance to the conversation with a sister on here. I'd love to hear what she got to say.
First of all, it's unfair and it's not balanced. As one thing our culture taught for centuries, thousands of years is balance of the mind and balance of the soul. All right, Brother Lloyd, you have a good week, man. Expect a call from me in about 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
All right, brother, thank you, man, for having me on, man.
All right. I just want to apologize to the sisters out there that are going to listen to the show, man. I should have had a sister on the show to respond, to question, to re-examine positions on this topic. But we're coming back to this topic next week. And I'd like to thank Brother Lloyd Black for coming. And this is an important topic to discuss because I agree with him on one point. We do have behaviors and thinking that needs to be put, how the young folks said, to be put in check, or need to check some of them. So with that, I'll see you next week. And everybody, have a positive week. Like always, I am because we are. We are because I am. See ya.
Hold it now.
Shut them down.